We're talking Carroll girls wrestling here. Is Samantha Vanami, the head coach, joining us for the Tigers. Year number two of Carroll girls wrestling. And, Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here again here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you and the girls both were kind of learning a little bit last year. How much has that, you think, benefited you, especially with a lot of the girls returning this year? How much has that helped this program going into year two?
I think it's all the girls are, just like I said, getting better each time they practice. Every time over the summer they went to camp. Some of them went to AAU to wrestle just because they wanted to. The passion is growing for the sport. Their dedication is growing for the sport. And it's really setting up the people coming up that look to these girls for, you know, as role models or guidance. It's really setting them up in the future for really great things. And the girls now are just transitioning from, you know, maybe a little bit timid or nervous to the confidence is growing, and the questions that they're asking are really good. And they're just thirsty for the knowledge and the experience, and they're not afraid to ask for more, and I love it.
Sounds like been able to hit the ground running a little bit with practice starting last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got going right away and haven't really turned back since. So we're definitely all triggering in on a wrestling mode and watching what we're eating, how we're practicing. No, we're just really dialing in as far as our weights are concerned and perfecting our moves, asking questions. My biggest thing this year, if the girls take away anything, is just communication. And that goes with all aspects of communication for them. I want them to, you know, feel free to come to me or come to each other and talk about what they need more of. What are they lacking? Ask me the questions. Don't be afraid to, you know, tell me to slow down and we'll go back and review moves. And I want them to feel confident on that mat, and I want them to know that they're being heard. So that's what we're really focusing on at practice.
14 girls out. Sounds like the vast majority of those are returning wrestlers from last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got just about every girl back from last year. A couple freshmen that are new and a sophomore that are new. So I'm short of just every weight class being hit, but with 14 girls, again, I think that's a great turnout.
Coach, are you pretty well spread out then, even though you said you're short maybe a couple of weight classes? Are you pretty close to having, like, everybody in different weight classes where you don't have, like, maybe eight of the girls all pretty close to each other in weight?
I've got Alexis that's at 100 all the way up to 235 with Emma Daniels. And, I mean, it's just spread out really pretty good for right now. And as season continues to roll on and the girls are comfortable enough to decide where they want to be at, you know, that might fluctuate or change a little bit, but I got a good spread out of all the weight classes.
What do you see being different this year for style for this group of girls, or do you think a lot of the wrestling styles are going to be the same as what they were last season?
Oh, good question. I think for my seniors, it's going to be a little bit different just because, again, they're wrestling at a different level. They've been going to the camps. They've been going to AU. They've been staying late at practice and getting that extra time in because they're just at that point where they're ready for all of that, and that's a good problem to have. I've got, you know, Julie Canny, who happens to be ranked eighth in the state at 105. So she's, you know, there again, that next level. And I've got some of my newer girls, but I'm looking to my girls from last year, my seniors especially, to go and take that leadership and captain ability within them and go and, you know, show them the moves sometimes or talk to them and just, again, getting everyone to coordinate together and communicate together to really rely on each other because at one point, you know, the girls from last year are in where these girls are now, kind of nervous, kind of timid, and not sure what they're doing. And I want everyone to feel like they're not on their own.
With about six seniors out, it sounds like leaning on that group to really be the leaders again this year.
Yes. Just leaning on each other and, you know, just really finding their voice within each other. If it's pep talks, if it's leading warm-up as well, I'm getting ready for the tournament or the duel, just leadership positions, because these girls have it. They have what they need to do, and they know what's expected of them. And I really want them to come closer as a team.
What is it with this senior group that you think will make this group special this season? Because you've got a lot of really good wrestlers in there. Amelia Holt, of course, Avery Burke and Haley Vogel, Raquel Del Angel, also Chloe Jones and Julia Kenny. You mentioned her ranked. Some of those girls got state experience last season.
Yeah, as far as my senior girls are concerned, you know, I've got Julia Kenny, I've got Avery, and I've got Chloe. All those three girls alone, just they went to state and maybe didn't go as far as they wanted to. And so they're just, they want to get back in the worst way. So those senior girls are really going to be pushing each other just to that next level to ensure that they can get to state. It's not an expectation on my part necessarily. Obviously, that's always the goal to eventually get there, but it's not a, you know, if I get to state, it's when I get to state, and that's coming from them. So I think that's amazing.
Big sophomore group, where are you hoping that they'll take a step forward from maybe last year when some of them wrestled as freshmen?
Sophomore girls, let's see. I've got, you know, both Emma Grossman, Emma Daniels, and Bree Kiger. Again, they're just feeding off of each other. They're Emma Daniels getting to state last year, she's also hoping for the same thing. They're pushing each other a little bit harder, wrestling a little bit harder at practice as well. And, you know, that first season of wrestling and going through the warm-ups and practice every day, sometimes twice a day, it's a lot. But if they can survive the first year and, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, then this year suddenly just, they know that they got to put their heads down and just get to business, and that's what they've been doing.
We're talking here on Tuesday morning. You guys get the season underway here this evening, headed over to Ames. What are you looking for here early in the season? What do you want to see out of the kids in some of these early season matchups?
If I'm honest, I'm not putting a whole lot of expectations or any I'm just not putting any expectations out there. This is going to be for tonight, it's going to be the initial match to get all the cobwebs out, to see what it's like for some of the new girls, to see what a duel actually looks like, and just to kind of find their footing on that mat and see what it's all about. But hopefully we walk away in a decent position and everyone is able to follow through with their moves and have fun. That's all I want. That's my only expectation, I guess. I take that back. I do have an expectation. Have fun.
Coach, they have made some changes to how the girls are able to kind of tournament you guys can go to. How much will that impact you guys this year, if at all?
You know, I don't think it's going to impact us a whole lot. I think, like I said, these girls have been working hard throughout the summer, and it's just not necessarily an issue for us.
Do you like how the season breaks down with allowing you to get some confidence early, especially maybe for some of the younger girls or newer girls, and then getting those tests later in the season to get you ready for sectionals? Or how does the schedule break down, do you think?
I do. I had so tonight we go to Ames, and they actually reached out to me last March already asking if we would be interested in going to this tournament. So I look at that as a compliment. They thought enough of us to invite us to come and wrestle with them. And this is just a perfect size match to kind of get our feet wet before we start going into tournaments. And sometimes that can turn into, you know, 12, 14-hour days, and it gets overwhelming. And but this is a good way to just kind of test the waters. Everyone gets a feel for it. And then, you know, as we continue going on throughout the months, we're going to continue hitting it hard. Sometimes we have back-to-back meets, but biggest thing is just exposure and getting the girls aware of, you know, for some of them, they have to work a little bit harder because now people know who they are.
Coach, Coach, how many schools out of the Raccoon River, probably all, are going to be offering girls wrestling this year, and what do you think the conference race will look like?
You know, I think a lot of them have stepped up and decided to offer it this year because of the fact that it took off in the way that it did. Again, a good problem to have. I'm not really sure. I'm excited to see what it's gonna, how it's all gonna pan out. See the numbers increase from what they were last year to what they are now. I'm just hopeful that, you know, there's good competition, and just it's gonna make it exciting, and it's gonna make it a little bit more challenging. But I don't think that, as far as my girls are concerned, I think they can do it.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun catching up with you. Look forward to catching up with you for the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show every Saturday morning throughout the season, and find out how you felt like the week went and stuff, and kind of prep us a lot of times for the Saturday tournaments that you're going to have. So thanks for joining us here today, and best of luck this coming season.
Thanks for having me.
Head Coach Samantha Vanami again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team.